This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Morning. Coming up on 7 past the hour on the DJV show, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and myself, Rich McFadden, in for Doug Steffen, who will be back on Friday morning for you, still climbing the Machu Picchu, riding around on the donkey, and doing all things Peru, so having a good time down there. Meanwhile, here's what he is missing back home. I'm sure he's heard about President Bush passing, but I'm sure he doesn't get to see all of the festivities, or not the festivities, but the celebration of his life. It's an amazing thing to watch. It really is. And when you're here in D.C., you get to feel how big it is, because it takes over the whole town. They've closed the federal government. Maryland, this is what I thought was interesting. Maryland, who has a Republican governor but is really a very liberal state, closed their government for the day in respect to President Bush. But Virginia, who has a Democratic governor and is kind of a purple state, did not. And I'm waiting to see whether Virginia, because D.C. did close.
I thought D.C. was closed Wednesday. Tomorrow.
Right, that's what I'm saying. For the funeral.
Okay.
Yeah, for the funeral. And Maryland is also, Virginia is not as of yet. And I don't know whether, there's any politics in this. It's just something that just popped into my head and just kind of noticed.
But do states need to shut down for the whole day?
Like, well,
isn't that a lot?
Does the whole state of Maryland need to shut down? No. Does Prince George's and Montgomery County need to shut down? Probably not, but since most of the people that work in the federal government work in those two counties, or live in those two counties, or in Arlington or Fairfax County on the Virginia side, it makes a big difference. So most of those people aren't going to be going to work anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of bleeds over into the Virginia and the Maryland side. So last night they unloaded President Bush's coffin and took it into the Capitol Rotunda, and he's lying there in state. And President Trump and Melania Trump, the First Lady, went in and paid their respects. It's nice to see that President Trump has laid the Twitter down for a day or so and trying to take it easy and show respect to President Bush. It even looks like we've had the fight over the budget kind of lay off, and they've put that down for a couple of weeks and said we'll pick this up in a few weeks after all this is over. So it's nice to see that everybody can kind of go, okay, let's get along here for a week while we really need to.
It's a shame it takes, and a lot of the commentators last night when I was flipping through the channels, a lot of people said the same thing. It's a shame it takes a funeral, it takes a death, for all of us to just kind of put partisan politics aside for a brief moment. It's a shame that, that we just... It's too bad. We live in such a divisive time.
I want to hear what you think, because I'm a little weird about death.
Okay.
Ever since my dad passed
away. Is anyone really great with death, though?
Well, I'm not great with it, but I'm good with it. Obviously, there are certain situations where it's just horrible,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody dies in our military, and it's just they were 22 years old, or
of course,
a kid dying too young, or something like that, or a horrible car crash. Those are the things that just punch you in the side of the face. But when you have a 93-year-old, 94-year-old man who had the life that George Bush had, surrounded by family, there is nothing but celebration in his life. And he lived a good life. And, I don't know. And, my dad passed in such a way that he didn't suffer. And we knew he only had 6 months to live. And then 3 days later, he was gone. So I was like, thank God. He didn't suffer. He died. He looked like my dad when he died.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like my dad when he was laying there. And I came to appreciate that. And so I kind of look at life as a celebration, or the end of life as a celebration. And this guy certainly had a lot to celebrate. And, yeah. You know, I think we all should look at him as somebody who lived an amazing life and aspire to do just a tenth of what he did. You know, I look at some of the military heroes that we have coming in here into the radio studios and our sister organization, the American Veterans Center, and I look at what they've done with their lives, and I just, they do some amazing things, and I'm like, wow, man, here I am just talking into a microphone on the radio. This guy's got three Purple Hearts and, yeah. You know, a Valor, and just, you're just amazed by some people, and George Bush is definitely one of those people.
Yeah, and you and I were saying yesterday, you know, what an incredible resume he also had. You know, it just,
right.
Beyond being a decorated war hero and a congressman and the head of the CIA and then a two-term vice president and a one-term president.
Worked
like,
for the UN, ambassador to the UN.
That's an incredible
ambassador
resume.
Ambassador to China, basically.
Yep.
Yeah.
That really is an amazing resume.
The guy was amazing.
Yeah, and my husband and I were talking about it last night at dinner. You know, it's when you look back at like the presidential history, it's kind of interesting how few presidents start as vice presidents and then become elected as president. So many presidents come in having never been in that office and just get elected as president.
Yeah.
You know, when you look back on it, we've had Trump did that, Obama did it, George Bush did it, Bill Clinton did it, George H. W. Was a vice president under Reagan, and then you go back, what, two or three more, or maybe more than that, before him.
You got Ford.
And there were people who were never vice president and then, you know, worked their way up. So it is kind of interesting. It's like he touched so many different levels of government and service to the country.
Well, and not only that, because a guy like me, I always go, oh, we need a businessman in there. Somebody who knows how to, you know, run the economy and everything. He was a successful businessman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The guy was he ran businesses and made lots of money doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of that was, you know, family money, but still, you know, a lot of people will say that, you know, George W., it wasn't as successful at business. He owned a lot of businesses, but his father would certainly had them make money, big time.
Yes,
and
true.
I mean, the guy was successful at everything he did. So God bless him.
Well, then, so tomorrow is the big day, right? That's the
yeah.
the actual funeral service. Do we know who's giving a eulogy? I haven't seen a list of speakers yet. Do we know?
I don't know. I would imagine
George W.
Would be up there.
I would guess Bill Clinton because he was so tight with George H.W.
Maybe Clinton and his Secretary of State. His name escapes me. He was with him when he died.
Oh.
So I would imagine he'll probably say something too. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, you know, we'll go, and then after Wednesday, it'll basically slow down on Thursday, and then all the fighting will start back up on Thursday.
Oh, I hope not.
Or maybe Friday.
You're right, but I hope not.
Yeah, no, I think it will. All right. astronauts have successfully launched to the International Space Station. A trio of astronauts blasted off. So they sent more astronauts to the International Space Station on Monday morning?
They did, and apparently the same three, it's a woman and two guys, I think, they tried to do it earlier, I think like 6 months ago, and it failed, or actually no, back in October it failed, and so now they successfully are up on the International Space Station.
Yeah, do you remember how they tried to launch, and then they had that scary thing where they had to, like, they came back to Earth and they had to like land in this weird way that was more dangerous than what they normally
right.
do. Like
yes.
that was a big story in October.
Right.
And
yep.
it was cool because they landed somewhere. Oh, I can't even remember. It was like Kazakhstan or something like that.
I was going to say, did you just make up a new state?
I was between. I was between two different.
I want to go to Kazakhstan.
Right.
Oh, no, I sound like an idiot.
Quick,
oh,
let's fine. Land in Kazakhstan.
But you know what, though, Kara? Right. Even if you stuck with that and said yes, it's Kazakhstan.
Then someone would be like, yes,
people,
I remember
people,
that.
We'd believe it because there's so many stands and none of us know about them. So. But yes, you're right. That was a very big story.
It was really interesting because they meant, like, seeing the picture of it, people could see something coming, like, falling out of the sky, and everyone survived, which was the cool part of it.
Yeah.
Whether I would want to go back up to the International Space Station after that, I don't know, but I'm glad they made it successfully.
Yeah, how much tension do you think there were in those seats on that second attempt to get up there?
I can't even imagine. But, you know, if you've trained for that long and you're so prepared for it, and then you have to wait, you know, another 2 months to do it again, I don't think anyone would want to back out. You'd want to make sure that you're going to, you know, complete your mission. So they said 6 hours into the trip, NASA reported that all three astronauts were safely in orbit. So they'll spend the next 6.5 months on board the space station, and then they'll come back.
Can you imagine that?
It's like, no.
Put yourself there.
I mean, I wanted to go to space camp when I was a kid, but that's,
yeah,
like as far as I've ever
gotten. Right, yeah.
I like astronaut ice cream. That's about it.
I mean, I would want to go up for a short time and just experience it and see the view. But
yeah,
6 months, these guys who spend a year,
that's a lot.
You know, what does that do to your body being weightless? I mean, I know that they have...
it does a lot of bad things to your body.
Yeah,
there
they have
so
to work out for
on that,
like an hour a day or 2 hours,
yeah,
a day at least, just to make their muscles move, because otherwise you don't use your muscles.
Yep.
I mean, you're basically just floating up there, and you would lose all muscle mass if you didn't, mm-hmm, do some kind of cardio or,
yep,
weightlifting while you're in there.
It's true, yeah. I think that's a lot of them, you know, they come back looking a lot thinner because, you know, their muscle mass is atrophied. So and then there's so many other, you age faster because of the radiation. Like, it takes such,
yeah,
a toll on your body.
Yeah.
I have a lot of respect for astronauts.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing. I would love to go just for the view. I want to see the other side of the atmosphere.
So you'd want to do, like, the SpaceX tour.
Yeah.
You'd want to, or like, with Richard Branson next to you. You fly up, you take a look around, you fly back down.
Pretty much. Yeah, around the world a couple of times, just orbit the Earth, and then come on back down. Spend, like, you know, a couple of hours up there.
Right.
And then come on back down. But I'm telling you, that space junk thing freaks me out. The re-entry and through all that space junk just freaks me out. So,
yeah.
All right, so there you go. Coming up, we got some music news for you. Apple. I got some exciting Apple news, Apple Music news, if you're an Apple Music fan. So stick around here on the DJ V Show. It's 18 past the hour.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
It's a printer wonderland.
Because right now at Staples, save $150 on the Epson EcoTank 4750.
Epson EcoTank printers come with up to 2 years of ink right in the box.
That's up to 2 years worth of printed reports, proposals, and letters to Santa.
Up to 11,000 pages.
Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/8/18. See associate for details.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Fragrance makes for dreamy holiday gifts, and Ulta Beauty is the place to get them. So gift your impossible-to-impress daughter an irresistible scent from Clinique My Happy, and gift your hard-to-please sister a fruity and floral scent from KKW Fragrance. And then get ready to gift yourself, too, because when you buy a fragrance of $50 or more, you'll get a free plush throw or luxury robe for having the good sense to gift great scents. Get ready to gift. Get ready to glam. Get ready to shine brighter. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
In In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, baby. All right. You might wonder why we're playing the theme to Austin Powers. And why are we playing the theme to Austin Powers, Victoria?
Well, because do you know who wrote it?
Tell me.
Quincy Jones.
Really?
And so, yes. And there is a Quincy Jones TV special that has just announced their lineup. Oprah Winfrey, Will Smith, Dave Chappelle, John Legend, Stevie Wonder, and a whole bunch more are going to appear on Q85, a musical celebration for Quincy Jones. It's going to air on December 9th at 8 p.m. on the BET network. And the guy who always produces the Grammys every year, he is going to produce this live TV show as well. It's going to be held at the Microsoft Theater in L.A., and the show will take a look at Quincy's career as a hitmaker, his contributions to jazz and as a producer, and, of course, highlighting his relationship with Michael Jackson. The musical performances are going to be great. John Legend, Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight, Brian McKnight, Gloria Estefan, Fantasia, Charlie Wilson, Sam Smith, Jennifer Hudson, Meghan Trainor, and Neo are all going to be performing. And then Oprah Winfrey, Will Smith, Dave Chappelle, Usher, LL Cool J, Danny Glover, Ludacris, and Quincy's daughter, Rashida Jones, they will all be presenting different stories about Quincy and his life. And so there's also a new Netflix documentary called Quincy that Rashida Jones has actually directed.
Yeah, I was flipping through Netflix the other day and saw that. It looked interesting.
Yeah. So 85, I'm guessing, is his birthday. So Q85 is his. He's 85 years old now.
The guy's definitely been. He's an amazing talent. Just people like that that have that kind of genius, I don't understand. Stevie Wonder, how do you even understand where that guy's brain is? It's in another dimension. And the same thing with Quincy Jones. He's just.
I think it's going to be a cool night.
From jazz to pop to rock to soul to whatever. I mean, that guy understood every genre of music and could produce hits everywhere. It's just.
Yep.
Being a wannabe musician, I totally, totally appreciate people that are just that much of a genius when it comes to music.
Yep.
Speaking of musical geniuses, the band Queen, these guys came out They created something that nobody else. Everybody thought they were crazy. And I mean, maybe you've seen the movie and seen.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet either. I want to. But, you know, back, you know, when we had the operatic rock and the symphonic rock and the jazz rock and everything, these guys pulled off the operatic rock like there was no. So, of course, Freddie Mercury dies and, okay, no more Queen, right? Not so fast. Adam Lambert and Queen are announcing their North American summer tour for 2019. And it looks like they'll hit all the major stops here. It's going to start on July 10th at Rogers Arena in Vancouver. And then it's going to go around the country making stops in Los Angeles, the Madison Square Garden in New York. And it will wrap up at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, North Carolina on August 23rd. It's a fairly short tour. I mean, it's July 10th to August 23rd. That's not too...
So they also have a Vegas residency that's somewhere right before that, I think.
Now, that word, I'd go see that.
Yeah.
That would be fun to see.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, yeah, because it's not this big spectacle arena where you can't hear and you can't see and they pay too much and all that
stuff. Yeah. Kara, do we have any... Is this Adam singing?
Yeah, this is him.
His voice is amazing.
Adam Lambert is the only human on Earth that can pull off the Freddie Mercury thing. All right. Otherwise, they have to go like...
A hologram.
Some kind of a hologram Freddie. Thing. Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, so tickets go on sale if you're a fan club member, December 6th. Otherwise, for the rest of you losers, it's December 7th.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. For a limited time, Volkswagen will sell a GT Passat. This is a special edition and has a unique exterior design. The bumper is from the Passat R design. It has a black gloss grille and a cool GTI-style stripe around the front. Under the hood, a VR six-cylinder engine. Instead of six cylinders being in a 45-degree angle in a normal V engine, they are narrow, which is what the R stands for, allowing VW to put the engine in smaller spaces. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while, and lost 40 pounds, went from a size 51 waist to a size 42, and never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The body of the late President George H.W. Bush continues to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where yesterday President Trump and First Lady Melania paid their respects, as did legislative leaders.
An outgoing House Speaker Paul Ryan addressing the Bush family.
We are profoundly sorry for your loss, and we are honored to celebrate this wonderful life with you.
And Speaker Ryan goes on to say of the 41st president,
in consequential times, George Herbert Walker Bush demonstrated the finest qualities of our nation and of humankind.
That's correspondent Robin Walensky. President Trump and every living ex-U.S. president will be in attendance at tomorrow's funeral for Bush 41. Prince Charles will be traveling to Washington to represent Queen Elizabeth. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Past the hour on the DJV show. Rich McFadden in here with you for a couple of more days. Doug is running around Peru, climbing Machu Picchu, riding donkeys, having all kinds of fun. So Victoria Keelan kind of runs the ship while he's out. I just sit and blab, and Kara Schillen makes sure that everything sounds perfect for you. And so we start here at 35 past the hour now, talking about how the Supreme Court won't hear a lawsuit opposing border wall projects. What's all that mean for us, Victoria?
Yeah, well, thanks to that decision, the Trump administration has gotten a win with this one. They can move forward with construction on some of the sections of the wall. And in February, a federal judge ruled that the Trump administration could bypass some of the environmental laws to expedite construction. And then I guess it kind of went back and forth. Environmental groups were concerned. And so on Monday, The Supremes denied a request from environmental groups seeking to overturn that decision from the federal judge. And so now it applies to three projects along the border. Two will replace existing border fences that were built in the 1990s. And one section is in the San Diego area. The other is about 90 miles east near Calexico. So those three areas will be the new wall or repairs to the wall will move forward. And so work on the two replacement sections have actually already started. So the third one is already complete. That was the building of the wall prototypes near San Diego. So it looks like everything, this is a win for the Trump administration. They're just going to keep moving forward.
Am I to understand here that the reason that this was held up in court was because of environmental reasons?
Apparently, yes. That's
they didn't want to kill the tortoise type thing. And they didn't want to build the wall.
For whatever the reason.
Because the tortoise might not be able to get back to Mexico where it's originally from. That kind of thing.
I don't know if this is about a tortoise, but I don't know how many tortoise hang out in Mexico. But sure, we'll go with tortoise.
The more ridiculous I can make it sound, the better it works.
Yes.
Come on now. I mean, really?
Now, I don't know what the specific environmental laws are, but for the judge to actually, the federal judge in February ruled that they could bypass the environmental laws. I've never heard of that happening before.
I mean, it's like not like we're building an oil pipeline that could spill thousands of gallons of oil all over the desert and kill animals or something. We're building a fence, a wall.
Right. And so I don't know exactly what the environmental concerns were, but obviously there were environmental laws that were in place in those areas, and that's what that federal judge said, okay, you guys can bypass that. So I didn't even think judges could make that decision. I thought they're supposed to just uphold existing laws. I didn't think that they were able to do that, but I guess the Supremes agreed with him.
I'm talking a little bit out of the back of my head. Maybe I'm stupid and just don't realize something that's some travesty to the environment. But
I don't know either,
I can't imagine, and this is what makes environmentalists look bad, is that this kind of crazy stuff. I want to build a fence. No, you can't put the fence up. It can hurt the environment. Okay.
Right.
Next.
But it's already a law. So it's not just like an environmental group protesting it. It's whatever the law was. And, again, we don't know what it was protecting.
If Doug were here, he'd be rambling something about a puddle in his driveway that he's not allowed to get rid of. So there are lots of crazy laws out there. That's nuts.
It's true.
All right. So the most exciting story of the day for me is Apple Music is coming to Echo devices. So a long time ago, I decided, okay, am I going to go with Google Home Automation or am I going to go with Amazon Home Automation? And for several different reasons, I went with Amazon. But one of the things that, always kind of irked me about it was I couldn't call on my Apple Music account on it. And basically, the way around it was I just took my phone and I Bluetoothed into my Amazon thing, which now my Alexa I have controlling my Fios. I can say, Alexa, tune to channel 505 or turn on the Redskins game. I've got it controlling my Ring doorbell. So, I'm trying slowly building the ecosystem. So for me to see that starting on December 17th, Apple Music will join the Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and Spotify on Amazon's Echo Smart Speakers. That's good news for me, and I would imagine that a lot of people.
I'm surprised you have Apple Music. It's one of the smaller of the streaming services, but well, it's not as big as Spotify, and it's not as big as Pandora. It doesn't have as many subscribers.
Right. It doesn't have as many subscribers.
Right.
But we've only got 60 seconds here, but let me.
For a while, it didn't have the type of music either.
3 years ago, when I decided I was going to commit to a music service, I looked at Pandora, Spotify, Apple Music, and what was it? Radio something or other. Bottom line is Pandora had 1.2 million songs when Spotify and Apple Music had over 10 million. Spotify was leading the way with more. Mm-hmm. Pandora streaming, the bit rate that they stream at is unlistenable. It is garbage. It is the worst audio quality files that you could download or stream. Do not do it. Spotify and Apple Music stream at a much higher, better quality audio quality. So then I went, okay, well, Spotify I actually like better. I like their playlist better. I like this better. I like this better. But Apple Music works with my phone, and I can use Siri to just call in this, and I can do that. And I know that Apple is going to end up having more songs than Spotify and more AI services. So that's why I went with Apple Music. Pandora is garbage. Get rid of it. It really is.
I don't use it. I use Tidal, which is probably the smallest of all the streaming ones, but that tends to be where all the music that I really like. That was my issue with Apple Music. It just, when I made that choice a couple of years ago, it just didn't have a lot of the music that I wanted.
Yeah, but you knew that Apple getting into it then was going to grow, and they were going to grow
quickly.
I might
change at some point, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it works for me. My daughter uses Spotify. I had an Apple account for her, but she wants Spotify. Okay, cool. No problem.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. Hey, listen, you will not want to miss what's coming up next. I guarantee you the girls are going to embarrass me to no end. So stick around for it. It's 41 past the hour on the DJV show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Being sedentary poses several health risks, including obesity and heart disease. A recent study looked at the benefits of standing workstations to help combat these conditions.
This research essentially shows that there is some extra caloric expenditure during standing. The secondary benefit is that when you stand up, it is much easier to do spontaneous activities.
Dr. Francisco Lopez-Jimenez is the lead author of the study.
There is a lot of research showing that when you break up the time sitting, every half an hour you stand up and just move a little bit, that improves the metabolism of the sugar and cholesterol and other things.
In addition, Dr. Lopez-Jimenez says that things like concentration, typing speed, and your ability to solve problems doesn't change at all. In fact, it might actually improve a little bit. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Yeah, hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hurry into the Dodge Big Finish event. That's the new holiday greeting in Santa's workshop, and now he's even upgrading his ride. Like Charger, America's only four-door muscle car. Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Durango, the most technologically advanced, fuel-efficient, and powerful V8 in its class. Santa wants his sleigh to really fly.
Ho, ho, go!
Hurry in for great deals at the Dodge Big Finish event. Based on 2019 Ward's Mid-Sport Utility Vehicle Segment, available V8 based on Ward's Middle Specialty Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Coming up on 45 past the hour on the DJV show, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. Here is an opportunity for the girls to really just make me look silly. And I know it's going to be just ridiculous for me to sit here and try and talk about holiday beauty and how we can all look our best this Christmas. But you know what? I know that you guys can help me do that because I could certainly use some help. I'm just some dude, right? Okay, I'll dress a little nicer. I'll make sure to shave. You know, but other than that, what can I do to make myself look better? Well, to help us with that, we have Chassie Post here. And Chassie's going to help us with the scoop for yourself and to help me with some great gift ideas and everybody on your list to help us all look a little bit better. Chassie, welcome to the DJV Show. How are you today?
Hi. Thanks so much for having me, and happy almost holidays. Can you believe it?
We're almost there. We're getting to the point where I walked into the store the other day, and the clerk was like, Merry Christmas. And I'm like, here we are. We're here.
I know. Well, I mean, the great news is we've got lots of holiday parties coming up or maybe some work gatherings. There's always a reunion in there.
Yep.
So, you know, we like to say 'tis the season to look your best.
Oh,
and I've got to say, you know, my one-stop shop for that is European Wax Center, and it's an iconic lifestyle beauty brand with locations nationwide. And, you know, I have it every
hold
day.
Hold the phone here, Chassie.
Hold the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm 5'11", 230 pounds, not a really hairy guy. Convince me that I need to go to the European Wax Center. I want to, because I know you can do it. I know there's something that I need that I'm just not aware of. So tell me.
Oh.
I mean, the girls, convince the girls
think
first.
Your eyebrows I would start with, right?
Okay.
They've got the benefit of being in studio with you, but I have to say, I mean, the European Wax Center is life-changing. I mean, every day, thousands of women walk in and really strut out of these centers feeling more confident. I mean, I always think, you know, when you look good, you're more likely to feel unapologetically confident. And that means whether you're going in for a wax or taking home products from their Strut 365 collection portfolio. And I have to say, Rich, you know, every gal on your list would be really, really happy if you maybe brought home a little gift or two from European Wax Center. There's something for everybody on your list.
Okay, so I'm a lost cause, but my wife, on the other hand, would really appreciate.
You can bring her some of the home waxing kits, and then she can slap some wax on your unibrow, and then she can rip the hair right out of your face.
Dude,
it'll be fun.
Chassie, they have home waxing kits?
Well, I've got to tell you what they have. You won't believe it. It is so luxurious and fabulous, and your wife would be hugging you, kisses all over, if you brought home some of these products.
So, all right, so what should I get her? Tell me.
First up, we've got the Mask Me Hydrogel Mask, and I know the ladies know that masks are such a big deal.
Everyone is obsessed with them.
Your daughter, yes, and they make perfect stocking stuffers. And so the Mask Me Hydrogel Mask is a two-piece multi-benefit mask. Not only does it brighten, smooth, hydrate, and firm your skin, but it's got hair growth minimizer in the bottom half of the mask. So the top part's going to lift and brighten. The bottom part has hair growth minimizer. So that is to help to reduce the appearance and thickness of hair regrowth between waxes. And they're so affordable. It's $9.50 if you buy one mask. But you can buy three, one for everybody's stocking, for just $24. And that's just one of the great products that they have.
Now you got me. That's something I can use. My daughter actually put that on her list.
Masks.
Real quick question on that.
Great.
Can I put that on my back?
Well, let me tell you a couple of the other great ideas. Next, we've got the Strut Lavishly Collection. It's got a body polish, wash, and lotion. It comes in three different scents. We've also got, for festive eyes, the Light Up the Night Shimmer Pencil Trio. It's a limited edition for holiday parties. It's long-wearing formula, glides
right,
on,
so,
and gives bold color.
So where do we go to get this stuff? Because now you've convinced me. Now I'm going there to buy stuff for my daughter and my wife. Where do we
go? So, you can go to European Wax Centers. They have more than 700 locations nationwide.
All right.
Go to waxcenter.com for locations near you or to make an appointment.
Waxcenter.com. Check it out. And thank you so much, Chassie.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp
and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now joining us is Chuck Curry for our movie moment segment. And Chuck, I think I recognize this music, but I can't pick the movie. What is it?
King Kong 1976.
Oh, that's the one with
ain't that an awesome score? I love that score. It's one of my all-time favorite scores. That was scored by a guy named John Barry, who did a lot of the 007 James Bond movies. I thought he did a fantastic job. And the reason we play that today, believe it or not, Jeff Bridges' birthday is today. He is 70 years old. He looks great, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, he does. I didn't know he was 70. Wow.
Wow. He does look good. He does. And what was...
He looks better than Doug, and Doug's like, what, 82?
Yeah, Doug's... I think he's going to be 94 when he gets back, actually. I'm just kidding. You see, now you got me sidetracked, because Doug's actually in very good shape for his age.
No, I know
he is. He jumps off of pickup trucks and bangs his head on the tailgate with the best of them.
Exactly.
So, how many times has King Kong been remade? I mean, that movie... There's another one, right? Did I see there's a new one coming out?
Well, I'm glad you wrote that up. So, there was the original King Kong with Faye Ray, and then they remade it in 70. That opened to like a polarizing reaction. Some people liked it, some didn't. I always tell my daughter a story which tells you about the sign of times. Me and my friend Bobby, I lived Brooklyn, New York, Avenue U and 14th Street. I was 11 years old. We both were 11, took the train from Avenue U to Manhattan at 11 years old to see this at a movie theater that his uncle ran. I can't imagine letting my daughter go down the block
right.
by herself, let alone getting on a train at 11 to go from Brooklyn to New York City.
No
but I'm a fan of this. I'm a fan of this film. I did a revival of it a few years ago, and I thoroughly enjoyed watching it on the big screen. This was Jessica Lange's first film. She got a lot of bad notices for her acting, but overcame it. I thought she actually was good. She's sort of playing a ditzy blonde in the movie, and people mistake that for bad acting, but she went on there.
I got a newsflash for you here, okay? Nobody's going to win an Oscar playing King Kong's girlfriend.
No, true.
I mean,
no, but it was
so
like
anyway,
her first movie, and I saw some of those reviews. They were terrible. They were mean to her, like bad.
They were very mean to her. But anyway, this is the second remake of King Kong. First remake of King Kong, then Peter Jackson did one with Jack Black and Adrian Brody like 10 years ago, and then they did Kong Skull Island. Now they currently filmed, they're filming right now Kong vs. Godzilla. What do you think of that?
Sounds very Ultraman-ish, very Japanese 1970s or late 60s kind of monster movie-ish. Who's gonna? Are they gonna?
Not excited.
Is the dragon gonna have laser beams shooting out of his eyes? And is Ultraman gonna come?
Probably. Yeah. Be CGI though.
Yeah. No. Not interested. Sorry. All right. What else is going on in movie news today? You got anything else for us?
Or is a couple things.
Is that the peak of your...
Marvel released a new trailer to its superhero movie Captain Marvel, which will star Oscar-winning actress Brie Larson. It looks pretty good. I mean, it's a superhero movie, so and it's Marvel.
What's Captain Marvel. I mean, I know Marvel comics, but what's Captain Marvel?
Female superhero. I think she's the equivalent of having superhero powers, almost like Superman. She's going to play a major part in the fourth Avenger movie, which comes out this March. Oh, I just want to point out, I went to see a movie yesterday, Beautiful Boy. It's a small movie starring Steve Carell. It's based on a true story about a father. He's a writer who struggles to get his son help after he gets addicted to crystal meth. It's a gritty movie. I liked it. I didn't love it. It has a pretty interesting musical score. Steve Carell, who has done great work comedically, is also a very fine dramatic actor. I thought his work in this film was pretty good.
Yeah, that guy has really done a nice job over the last 15 to 20 years. I mean, he's really done well with the dramatic acting as well as just, I mean, you know he's good at the comedy. So, like a Hanks, do you think he could be as good as Hanks?
Yeah, I do. You know, a lot of comic actors, look, Tom Hanks started off doing comedy, great actor, Michael Keaton, comedy.
Yeah.
Can do drama. Steve Martin even could do good drama. And Robin Williams was a great comedian and also a great, great dramatic actor. And Steve Carell fits that mold very, very
I wonder what it is about a comedian that makes them a great dramatic. I mean, they know how to twist and turn their emotions. That must be what it is.
I think they know how to focus very well and do pretty much anything they want.
Check it out. I'm interested in that movie. I'll see it on DVD. Here it is at 58 past the hour on the DJV show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.